Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
So, I hope you're all having a fabulous day on this Thursday. Welcome to another Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Amanda Bicknies, and I am the Empowerment Agent for Army Wife Network. And I'll be sharing with you today about Mill Spouse misconceptions that I often hear and that might make some Mill Spouses, especially if you're new, a tad apprehensive about this mill spouse life. I know that it did for me. So I'm going to share kind of my personal experiences and how I battled them. And just a heads up, I'm having some allergies, so I'm pretty congested. Hopefully it's okay though. And as we jump into the show content, I do want to share that this Facebook Live is brought to you by Living Works. They are supporting our military families through suicide prevention training. Please visit livingworks.net/start to find out how we can help protect those who protect us. So first, I'm going to jump into a little backstory of kind of how I met my husband. We did go to high school together, but we didn't start dating until my freshman year of college. And at the time, he was in the ROTC program with a scholarship and a contract to join the Army once he was through with college. And so I remember when we first started dating, I was really, I don't want to say scared to commit, but I just didn't want to get serious right away because I did not envision myself as a military spouse, which kind of makes me chuckle today that it did happen. These things kept popping up into my mind of what the norm for my life would look like, right? And please note that as I do share these misconceptions, they might be true for some, they're just not true for all. And this is really just through my lens. So if they are true for you, that's okay too. I'm not saying that they're all entirely false. They're just typically believed statements that I've had to overcome and I know have kind of created a fear for me. There are many, many, many misconceptions, but today I'll be sharing my personal kind of top five that I hear and see the most and how I've personally battled them. So let's dive in. Misconception number one. Mill spouses always want to hear the news, especially during a deployment. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying ignorance is bliss, but in this case, it might be. I'm sure that those of you who are mill spouses have come across, you know, when you meet people and the minute that they hear that you're a military spouse or that you're with somebody in the military or possibly somebody you know and they know that your spouse is away on a deployment and suddenly they proceed with the questions, oh, did you see what happened in this place or country on the news? Or did you hear about this specific incident that occurred the other day? It is the worst, okay? Just the worst. As if having a deployed spouse isn't already like one of the worst feelings and causing you all that worry. Having somebody worry you further by making you feel like you're missing out on vital information that pertains to you just makes a bad situation far worse. I know that I've personally battled this one by informing like my close friends and families that, you know, during a deployment, I'm hearing from my husband often, or if something were to happen, I would be notified of it right away, giving them the idea that I'm okay and I don't need any extra information tackled on to my worry. I feel is just very vital for us to do. All right, so misconception number two. Mill spouses are all straight women who carry on traditional gender roles. So this one is very common, and granted, I am a straight woman, so I do fit in partially with this misconception. But just because I am doesn't mean that all male spouses are. In fact, there are so many women joining the military, so therefore their spouses are going to be male in some cases. And in fact, there are a lot of male spouse males who I feel almost don't feel comfortable, right? Because there are so many women. And in one of the Facebook groups I'm in, a male had kind of jokingly asked the question, like, do you all only befriend the ladies in here? And of course, it was a joke, like, oh no, we'll be your friend. And I thought it was awesome that he was using humor of this misconception to make connections, because males want to connect just as much as females. And that's not to say all of us. I mean, some are more hesitant, but still, there are male spouses out there. And not only are some male, but there are many service members and male spouses who are a part of the LGBTQ community. I still think that there's this widely known thing like that, oh, everybody in the military is a straight male, but that's just simply an incorrect assumption. So I know what you're thinking though. I'm a straight woman. How do I fit in with this misconception? So where I fit in and where it's false for me is the part of fitting that carrying on traditional gender roles. So I'm going to share a little story. For example, I used to not really know how to cook or bake. Baking is still not my forte, as many of you know. And I used to not really know how to cook. I just now cook because I have to, right? For my family. And not all the time, but who wants to starve, right? So when I first married my service member, this was initially brought to my attention by, well, it felt like almost every event that we had to go to, there was this assumption that I was going to bake something. And I can remember one of the first SFRG events, like here I am in my young 20s, probably only made a box cake like once my entire life. And now I'm baking 200 cupcakes for this event. Needless to say, I've learned that you can buy store-bought for things. It can happen. So we've come a long way, both my marriage and the Army. For us, that's the branch my husband's in. And I think it's starting to become more normalized that just because a woman is a spouse to a service member doesn't necessarily mean that she's taking on all these gender roles, right? And carrying on the cooking and cleaning the entire house and taking care of the children. And I still do a lot of these things, but so does my husband. It doesn't just all default to me. And even if I do become a stay-at-home mom one day, I feel that my husband knows that it's impossible and extremely stressful to have one person take on all of those responsibilities for the entire home. Like at the end of the day, we're humans, not robots, right? Okay, misconception number three. Male spouses will never have a steady job or career. This one stings hard for me. I won't lie. Having your own career while being a male spouse is no walk in the park. It's just not. And what's great about it is it looks different for everyone, depending on their personal preference. Like I know a lot of male spouses who are my friends who their jobs are in completely unrelated fields to whatever their majors were in college, or even just to their starting off careers, you know, but they find a way to do something that works best for them. It doesn't matter if it's what their original plan was, like they're able to find and explore new jobs and new options and just make things work. We're definitely an innovative and flexible breed. So while there's so many factors that can make it difficult for a job as a male spouse, and some have really good luck and others might really struggle. And so I will say I feel like I've been blessed with my experience so far. I'm an elementary teacher here in Colorado, and we've been here for quite a while now, so it almost feels like my career has felt relatively steady. Unfortunately, though, early on as a military spouse, I discovered so many bumps and bruises to trying to maintain or advance my career. My spouse has a job that could move us to anywhere at any time. So as a teacher, I've had to jump through multiple hoops, right? Every time we move states, I might have to get a new license or take a new test, which both I'm financially responsible for. Fun. And even if there is a state we move to that has what's called reciprocity, so it makes it a little bit easier for me to transfer my license over, there's still this added layer of learning, like how the new location handles hiring processes, protocols, the new standards. There can be a lot. And sometimes it's not about the process that makes it difficult. It's the amount of time that you're placed somewhere. So, for example, my husband and I had moved to Georgia for him to complete Triple C, which is Captain Career Course. And we were only there for 7 months. That wasn't enough time for me to teach for a school year. Even the application for becoming a sub took some time. And that was where I actually did some research and found an online job and ended up working for VIP Kid. So I was able to still teach just in an online setting. Of course, there were, you know, I had to wake up extremely early, which I wasn't used to. And it felt different, but it was similar enough to where I felt like I was still able to teach, which is what I wanted to do. And I've still kept that job just in case at any moment I need to uproot my life. You know, the Army will uproot us. So teaching is my passion and where my heart lies. And it's worth it for me to do it in some capacity, no matter what location that we're at. Having a set career isn't ideal for every military spouse. And honestly, it might not always be for me. That could change. All I know is that I do take pride in that I've taken my fear of this misconception of not being able to have my own career, and I made it happen anyway. All right, misconception number 4. This one's rough, guys. Mill spouses are all dependent and sometimes referred to as dependas. Cringe, I know. It's a triggering word for like so many ears, including mine. Like, it's just an awful term. And honestly, I think it's quite offensive, right? Sure, we are technically labeled as dependents of our service members, but there's a stark difference between the noun dependent and the verb dependent. So when I was first dating my husband and I heard the term dependa for the first time, I was so afraid of being labeled as one. And for those of you who don't know, people are referred to as dependas for if you were to marry your service member solely for their benefits. So I will share with you all that I was so fearful of this label that I actually paid out-of-state tuition for the first year of getting my master's, even though the only reason I was in that state was because my fiance had PCS'd there. And I remember him telling me, like, we can move our wedding date closer. Like, it's going to save you so much money. Mm-hmm. You know, I was stubborn and I was so terrified that somebody would think I was marrying my husband for cheaper tuition. Like, that's insane, right? That's so insane. And upon reflection now, I'm like, wow, I cannot believe how much I cared what people think. So the more I do things for myself and realize that I really am independent, the less I care about what label someone gives me. So also in regard to male spouses fitting the verb dependent, I would argue that quite the opposite is true. The male spouses that I know are fiercely independent. They work on their own goals. They can manage whole households while their spouse is on a deployment. So male spouses, hear me out. You are way more independent than you believe. And I can guarantee you are way, way more independent than what the outsiders think. And lastly, our male spouse misconception number 5. Male spouses shouldn't be complaining because we signed up for this. So I purposely saved the worst for last. I hear this one so much, which makes it the worst because it's so rude, right? Like, imagine every time somebody had a complaint, their automatic response was, well, you signed up for this. But what gets me is we didn't sign up for the military experience in the same way our service members did. We signed up for love, just like so many others do. And with love, there just comes sacrifice. And our sacrifices might look different than that of our civilian spouses. Nevertheless, at the end of the day, we're all making them for the same purpose, and that's love. So if you are someone who hears this phrase too, from now on, if you're sad that your spouse is leaving or deploying, or maybe you're complaining because you now have to uproot your life and move somewhere new, which you're allowed to do, and somebody so boldly offers up to you, well, you signed up for this, just smile and nod and say, yes, yes, I did. Honestly, this list could go on and on with so many more misconceptions. And how we battle them is really, it's up to us. So the stronger we stand in battling these misconceptions, the more likely they are to vanish. So I would love to know, what are some other misconceptions that you've heard or seen or experienced that you would like to see go away? Please share them in the comments below. I would love to read them. So thank you again to this episode's sponsor, Living Works. Even one life lost to suicide is too many. To find out how we can help protect those who protect us, visit livingworks.net/start. We encourage you to reach out to us here at Army Wife Network by following us on any of our social media platforms at Army Wife Network. Remember to stay tuned for future Mill Spouse Empowerment Moments like this one, Thursdays at noon Eastern Time. And be sure to catch the audio versions of these Mill Spouse Empowerment Moments. And of course, our full-length Army Wife Talk Radio episodes that are on our podcast of any choice, any app that you would like to find them on. So engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network command team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.